Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's episode because I think this episode is going to be the perfect little mini episode that you need to hear going into 2023, and especially when you're thinking about your 2023 goals and resolutions. So I really think that this will be a little burst of motivation and inspiration for you. If you can't tell already, I apologize for my nasally voice. I have a little bit of a stuffy nose, so you'll just have to bear with me on this podcast episode because I wanted to get a new episode up for you guys this week and for this Pod Wednesday. I was not going to let that slide away from me regardless of my congestion. So we are just going to work through it, and I apologize in advance if you hear the congestion. But anyways, this episode is all around why no dream of yours is too big for 2023 and beyond, and why your dreams are also meant for you. So this is something that I feel super passionate about because I feel like I'm always the friend who's, you know, encouraging everyone else to be like, okay, dream bigger. Okay, what's the next dream? Okay, what, take that one and multiply it times 10. Or if I have a friend who's also like a big dreamer and visionary like I am, I 100% support them when they tell me the craziest dream or the thing that sounds so crazy in the present moment. And then I go and watch them accomplish it. Like, I am right by them, their side, cheering them on, being like, yes, why not? Why not you? You can do it. So I feel like I have to share this inspiration and motivation with you guys because I truly believe that there are no limitations in this life. I really believe that to my core, that there is nothing that you cannot do and cannot accomplish if you get out of your own way. And the problem is that we set limitations for ourselves. We are the only reason why we keep ourselves in the box that we're in. And maybe that's keeping ourselves at a certain level of comfort because that's what we've been used to. Even if subconsciously, if you don't realize you're doing this, you might be keeping yourself in your comfort zone so that you don't have to do different things and face different things and feel different emotions. But at the end of the day, you are the only one setting limitations for yourself. So if you want to dream big and you have big dreams and deep down you have these deep, big dreams and desires, but you kind of feel like, you know, you push it to the side or you don't allow yourself to fully go there because you think it's too crazy, then this episode is 100% for you. And I'm going to share a story, the story of my Erewhon smoothie, actually. I haven't even shared that, I don't think, on my podcast around like how it actually happened and manifested. And I want to share that as an example, but we'll get into that. I also want to let you guys know that my word of the year for 2023 is literally delusional. Be delusional. I wrote down delusional on my vision board and put it right in the middle of my vision board because that is kind of where I'm at and where I feel like I need to channel that energy for 2023. So use this as inspo if you feel like you need it too, because the more delusional you are, the more these amazing good things that you want start coming your way because you're starting to get out of your own way and you're starting to train your brain to look for these bigger, amazing opportunities and things that your brain might have missed and you might have not seen before in the past because you weren't thinking that big. And so if you start to become more delusional and literally believing to your core that these huge dreams and desires that you want are already meant for you and that can happen for you, then you are on the path to getting there. But you have to start with being delusional. So I'm literally going to practice being delusional in all areas of my life. Like the dream relationship that I want with someone, I will just be delusional and be like, I know it's coming for me. Like I know all the things I've written down, all the boxes that I want will be checked because I just truly believe that to my core. And the same thing goes for my career goals and the things I want to do with work and my projects and the things I want to attract and manifest. Like why not be delusional? I am just going to carry that energy into 2023. So if you feel like you need to be delusional going into the new year, take that as well, because I have done some things, accomplished some things, manifested some things in 2022 that I literally would have never imagined in a million years. Like you guys, the life and things that I am doing now, I still cannot believe, like to this day, like I still have to pinch myself to be like, oh yeah, this is really happening. And I would have never in a million years expected it or guessed it. And so if that can happen to me, then that can happen to you as well. Like there is nothing special about me, point blank, that allows me to accomplish and manifest these things that you can't either, truly. And I truly believe that every single person you listening can as well. It's not like a me versus you thing. It's not a her versus you thing. It's an all of us thing. If one of us wins, we all win, because you can start to see what's possible for yourself through other people. So with that said, let's get into the story time. And I want to share the story of how I manifested having my own smoothie at Erewhon Market. If you weren't aware already, I had a Erewhon smoothie collab this past August into September, and it was probably the biggest thing that I've ever accomplished and ever manifested and done, and it was amazing. I truly had the time of my life doing it. The Summer Mermaid Smoothie, that's what it was called. It was called Rebecca Lee's Summer Mermaid Smoothie. It was absolutely delicious. It was amazing. It was so fun making it, and it was the best thing ever to literally walk into Erewhon and see you guys with the smoothie, talk to you guys about the smoothie, getting tagged on stories of you drinking and enjoying the smoothie and hearing how like delicious it was. Like, wow, what an incredible experience. And that was definitely a highlight for me in 2022. So I'm going to share the story like of how that actually came to be, because I did get asked that a lot too, of like, how did you actually get an Erewhon smoothie? So March or April, sometime in the spring of 2021, I was at Sun Life Organics with two of my friends, Anna and Natalia. And we're at Sun Life, and in one hand, I'm holding a iced matcha drink, and in the other hand, I'm holding a green smoothie, the Mystic Smoothie from Sun Life, which I absolutely love. If you live in LA, you need to go try it. And while I'm holding the two drinks in my hands, I like look at my friends, and I'm like, I should make a matcha smoothie recipe, like just to post on my Instagram. I was like, oh, I've never made a recipe like this. And then, I'm not kidding, within that second, a light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to make this smoothie with Erewhon. And I looked at my friends, and they both like had light bulbs go off in their head too. And they were literally like, yeah, you do. And then I look at my friend Anna, because she has a CMOS gel company called Akasha Superfoods. And I was like, oh my gosh, and Akasha's CMOS gel needs to be in it, because I love their CMOS gel. It is literally amazing. So many benefits. I've used it like for the past year. It's amazing. And she looked at me, and the light bulb went off in her head and was like, yes, it does. This is going to happen. And in that moment, I'm telling you guys, that is when I solidified it happening. I did not have doubts after that moment. It was just like, yep, okay, I know this is happening. And this is the energy that you need to carry when you are creating goals and trying to manifest goals, of the energy of knowing, of like, okay, yep, in this moment, this is happening. And even though like March of 2021, it's not like I had as many followers as I do now. It's not like I had things to like necessarily show for what I was, you know, wanting to do, especially considering since Erewhon started doing more smoothie collabs with like celebrities, I did not have proof that this was going to happen by any means. Like this sounded delusional. This sounded crazy. But in that moment, I created this confidence and knowingness within myself that it was going to happen. And therefore it happened. And the problem is that so many people stop themselves before they get to that point. They tell themselves it's impossible. Like, oh, there's no way Erwan will actually want to do a smoothie with me. Or they'll be like, yeah, there's no way. That's crazy. Like, you talk yourself out of it. And if I did that in that moment, I literally would not have had the smoothie. It was in that moment I decided that this is possible for me because why not me? And then after that, I started taking the necessary action steps to help me get there. So, long story short, after that moment in Sun Life Organics, I'll never forget it. I went to my manager and I was like, Charlotte, listen, I want to do an Erwan smoothie collab. And she looked at me for a minute, kind of like I was crazy. And I was like, no, seriously, I want to do this. Like, this is going to happen. And she was like, okay, here's what we got to do. Okay, what's next steps? And from there, we found the best email address to talk to them. We pitched them the idea. I created a recipe in advance and we talked to them and they loved the idea. And we got in a call. And from there, just one thing led to another. And they said, great, we have an opening for you in the summer. Let's do it. And obviously, it progressed a lot from that point. As you guys know, it didn't end up being a matcha smoothie. So, the concept itself changed, but it still just goes to show that when you have that idea, you need to run with it. Even if the idea changes, that is where your starting point is. And like, this is where so many people get stuck too, is they get paralyzed thinking that they need to have the best idea and they need to have it all fleshed out and figured out perfectly from step one, day one, when in actuality, things change 100 different times before you get to the final version. Like, if you saw the video I posted around the smoothie time, I showed you guys that we went through literally seven different variations of the smoothie itself. So, I guess all of this to say, long story short, I would have never imagined truly in a million years that I would have had an Erwan smoothie collab. Like, if you would have told me this a year ago, 2 years ago, when I was still working my corporate job, that, hey, Rebecca, you're gonna have your name as a smoothie collab with Erwan Market, like literally my favorite place in LA, I would have said, you're crazy, you're nuts. Like, there's absolutely no freaking way. And if that itself doesn't go to show you that any goal, anything that you want to achieve is possible, then I don't know what is, because I'm truly telling you guys from the bottom of my heart, I would have had no idea. I could have never imagined that this would have happened, and it did. And that confidence is what I can take going forward now, being like, okay, if that could happen, then why couldn't this happen or this other thing happen in the future? And you need to hold that with you as well, because anything is possible for you. And I really, really mean this, that if you have a dream, that means that that dream is already meant for you. And I've listened to so many podcasts and read so many books about this, and they say all the same thing, that your dreams are meant for you. Like, you literally have that dream because it's a future version of yourself, literally guiding you and showing you that that is the way. Like, that is what you need to go towards. Like, I know my dreams are meant for me because I don't dream to be a rocket scientist and I don't dream to be a professional guitar player and I don't have all these other dreams. Like, my dreams are meant for me because they are my dreams. And so, if you have a dream, even if it seems crazy, even if it seems like, how the hell am I gonna get there? In the energetic realm, that means it's already done. If you can visualize the dream, if you can imagine it in your head, like if you can see it and you just have the urge or the feeling that this is what you want to do, if this dream or desire is like, ooh, that feels good, like I kind of want to do that. In the energetic realm, that means it is already done. That means it's already there waiting for you to go take the action steps to getting it. And that's all what your dreams are showing you. Their dreams are showing you the path that you should be going down. So, no matter how big or delusional or crazy your dream seems, I really want you to go for it in 2023. I don't want you to hold yourself back and set limitations on yourself before you even allow yourself to try and go forward. And if you have any dreams or desires, that means it is already meant for you. It is done in the energetic realm. You just need to get out of your own way and take the necessary action steps to getting there, because it can happen. And if it can happen to me, then it can happen to you as well. The Erewhon smoothie was just one example of how I manifested and created this number one dream of mine. Like literally when I moved to LA, I told myself I wanted this to happen and it did. And so if I can do it, you can do it too. Truly, there's nothing special about me. So I hope that this inspired you to go after your dreams. I truly want all of us to be living our dream lives and going after our desires and wildest, craziest dreams so you can prove everyone wrong. And with that, I'm gonna ask you to share this episode, take a screenshot, share it on your story, get out the word. I want everybody to be living their dream lives, and I need your guys' support and help to just share the message. So thank you so much for being here. I love you guys so much, and I'll catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.